Hi everyone, welcome back to the Siemens Smart Manufacturing podcast series. I'm your host, Chris Pennington, Global Industry Marketing Leader for Industrial Machinery at Siemens Digital Industries Software. This episode of our Smart Manufacturing podcasts covering the challenges battery manufacturers and machine builders face and how digital transformation is key to success. Today we're joined by our expert Rahul Garg, Vice President for Industrial Machinery and the SMB Program at Siemens Digital Industries Software. Rahul's 25-year career includes delivering global software-based solutions for product engineering and manufacturing innovation. In addition, we'll be speaking with Puneet Sina, Senior Director for the Battery Industry at Siemens Digital Industries Software. So many thanks for joining us today, Puneet. To start with, could you give us a brief introduction and tell our listeners about your role at Siemens?
Hello, Chris. Hey, Rahul. I'm glad to be on this podcast. So yes, I am with Siemens for the last 7 years. Currently in my role, I'm responsible for inbound and outbound strategy of Siemens for batteries. That means the solutions that Siemens needs to develop and how we are going to market with those solutions to add value to battery ecosystem is what I'm responsible for.
Thanks for that introduction, Puneet. Now, I'd like to begin with a question to you, Rahul. We see many industries beginning to adopt smart manufacturing technologies. What are some of the reasons that are driving this shift?
Yeah, so, you know, not surprisingly, the pandemic was a major driver for a lot of these challenges that many customers started facing, right? So supply chain issues, remote worker, labor shortages, sustainability demands, keeping up with communicating with the customers. All these issues really got most manufacturers to rethink the way they do their manufacturing processes. And that's where the adoption of smart manufacturing and digitalization, frankly speaking, took off in a much more aggressive manner. Some of the traditional things that have been around, like increased competition, the needs to produce products faster without compromising quality, rapidly evolving technology, and the need to connect different silos of data systems. They were already there to a certain extent, but in my view, I think the pandemic in 2022 was a big catalyst to really get all companies to look at how things can be done differently and in a much more aggressive way, start to look at how to adopt new ways of doing things. So, you know, while we have been looking at industrial machinery and manufacturing as a whole, I guess, Puneet, I'd like to understand from you how smart manufacturing and battery manufacturing have evolved in the light of this renaissance that's been going on in smart manufacturing over the last couple of years.
Great question, Rahul. Before I get to what's driving this renaissance, it's important to take a step back and look at battery manufacturing. It's not a new thing. Many companies, especially in Asia Pacific, have been doing battery manufacturing for more than 20 years. 1991 was when Sony commercialized lithium-ion battery. So you see, it's almost a 30 plus year old technology. But in our conversations, when I have talked to a lot of these companies, battery manufacturing, these companies have been very experience driven. Literally, there are companies and experts that they have grown. They can touch the machines and talk about, okay, how is this machine working or not, right? So I always think of battery manufacturing as cake baking. Just because you and I have the same recipe doesn't mean you and I can create the same quality of cake. You perhaps being a more experienced baker will have a much better cake than I surely will produce. And battery manufacturing, exactly the same. Just because you have the same recipe and processes doesn't mean it will end up in the same quality of battery. And that is a big reason why we are seeing so much of emphasis and challenges to battery manufacturing 30 years down the line. And it is being driven by two key things that have happened last 10 years. One is because of the demand of electric vehicles as it grows, and also as the grid level energy storage demand is growing because of renewable energy coming as part of energy mix, lithium ion battery demand is growing heavily. Forecast is that by the end of this decade, the battery production capacity needs to be 14 times where it was at the beginning of this decade. So this rapid demand that needs to be met by battery industry now cannot be satisfied just through experience-driven manufacturing. Companies who have been doing battery manufacturing for last 20 plus years and the new companies who are jumping into the fray, they need to improve the quality of their batteries, reduce those batteries at lower cost, and open new factories globally. And especially when you look at recently the kind of government regulation that has started coming in that are encouraging localization of manufacturing, most specifically IRA in U.S., that is encouraging battery manufacturing onshoring to U.S. All of these things are catalysts to why the whole industry is looking at battery manufacturing in a new way and asking questions, how can they improve the quality, reduce costs while achieving a much larger scale battery manufacturing? And the way for them to do that is how they can leverage the data that they are collecting or not utilizing from the factory floor to improve the processes, the throughput, yield, and these many other factors like this. And that's where the battery manufacturing meets the discipline of smart manufacturing.
Yeah, actually, just on that one point where a lot of countries are also promoting the need to start developing that competency of manufacturing back in within their their geographical regions. It's just not to the US, right? I think pretty much if you were to go to any of the top economic developed or developing countries, the top 20, 30 countries, everyone has a initiative today, I would imagine, to start building competencies for battery manufacturing.
Absolutely. In addition to U.S., which I mentioned about IRA Act, many other countries are taking the same approach where they are looking to onshore battery manufacturing, build the expertise to bring battery industry in their countries to grow their economy and tap into this humongous growth driver in the world. Countries like India, in Asia Pacific, if you look at India, Southeast Asia, many countries, they are heavily investing to bring battery manufacturing starting from scratch. But also, if you look at Korea, China, where there has been a lot of battery manufacturing capacity, a lot of machine builders, they are looking to expand those capacities, producing new factories. And also in Europe, a lot of the companies, battery manufacturers, as well as machine builders from China and Korea, are looking to expand into Europe and in US. So all of these fluidity in the battery ecosystem is making it very essential that battery manufacturing becomes more democratized, more data-driven rather than being shackled to the experience.
This has been episode 1 of 2 on machine building for the battery manufacturing industry. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you again for episode 2.